Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm sitting here today. I'm still at my house, hanging out with my good friend Dion. Say what it is, Dion.
What it is, Dion.
And Garyana is back until I put off again. And I say it with some conviction.
Conditions. What word are you
convictions.
Saying? Conviction.
Like you're happy. What's that word?
Happy.
So, again, I have Garyana here. Say what it is.
Hello.
Oh, I fucking hate her.
Wait, I was trying.
And we got my good friend, White Boy Chris, with all the women want. This is the most attention he ever had since he was born, since the doctor hit him on his ass. Say hello, Chris.
She is not lying.
I know I'm not lying.
Hi, everybody.
Well, on this episode, we talk about our experience. I took Chris to L.A. with me to meet Joe Rogan. And, oh, what an experience this white baby had, y'all. This white baby had a hell of an experience. Stay tuned to after the music and you can hear all the good shit.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about is real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it.
What a week, y'all. So I just got back from L.A. I did the Joe Rogan podcast. Thank you to all my new fans, all the people. I can't get back to everybody because I'm busy with these kids and all the other kind of shit, but I appreciate all the support. L.A. was wild. I took Chris to L.A. with me, which was fucking crazy. It was almost like watching Chris in L.A. is the way white kids stare at me when I'm eating at Walmart counter. Like, he had, you know, white, when you at Walmart and you fucking eating the candy, white kids always look at you like, what are you? And I'm like, what the fuck are you, white baby? I'm black. And that's how Chris was so excited. He got in his rental car and this motherfucker went to Inglewood. He called me and said, I'm in Inglewood. I said, now when you get killed, I'm not coming to help your motherfucking ass.
I got lost in South Central. I called Miss Pat, I'm in South Central LA. Like, I belong on the podcast now.
Yeah. He was so fucking excited. It was almost like somebody was busting his cherry. It was almost like his first piece of pussy. He was like, I can't believe how big this place is. And the women are so pretty. I said, yeah, because you've been dealing with a lot of bitches with mustaches back home. It was like he had never been nowhere before. I was like, see, Chris, what happened when you get out and you get around other people that don't look like you? I think you tried new food. Did you try new food?
I had a sub sandwich that was Korean style. It was very interesting.
Was it good?
It was very good, yeah. No.
What made it Korean style?
I don't know. It was sweet and sour sauce or some bullshit like that. I honestly didn't have a lot of great food. I just ate a lot of In-N-Out Burger. I'm like, well, I might as well, and it's easy.
That shit's trash.
It really, honestly, Five Guys is way better than In-N-Out Burger.
It was not. I don't eat
not that good.
In-N-Out Burger is ass.
No, I was like, L.A. is the weirdest city on the planet. It is like...
It's weird because you don't leave Indiana.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, the inequality... Quality there is pretty crazy. I mean, it's like 50% just homeless people, and then like mansions, and then you drive like two blocks and it's just shanty town. I mean,
that's like
it's
Atlanta.
Yeah, I was gonna say it sounds like mega Atlanta to me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people, everybody ain't as fortunate, but the homeless people at least vote Democrat, so they trying to get on their feet.
Yeah.
At least they trying. So yep. We was out in L.A. We had a really good time. What was I there for? Oh, I did Rogan podcast.
I mean, yeah, only a life changing experience. What was I out there for again?
I took him to meet Rogan, right? So we go to Rogan fucking studio, which is oh my God, it was fucking gorgeous. Rogan was running a few minutes late. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, you don't have to apologize for me, motherfucker. I wasn't going nowhere till you get here.
Yeah.
Even if I had to jump in your security back, I was not leaving. And so Rogan walked in, and you can tell Chris is a fan. He was staring at him like, you remember you used to jack your dick to Farrah Fawcett?
No, because I never jacked my dick to Farrah Fawcett.
He's not that old.
Oh. Well, who did you like? Who poster was on your wall?
Fucking Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez. That's how he was saying, like, oh, he was like, he couldn't believe it. I think he just wanted to squeeze Rogan's hand and say, oh, you real? Oh, you real? And all his white friends like, oh, that must be the coolest shit in the world, Chris.
Oh, my Facebook, when I posted a picture with him, it was like, oh my God. Oh my. And she thought it was hilarious. She called me. She goes, man, your friends fucking love you met Rogan. And I'm like, yeah, this is a big deal for me.
Everybody was trying to suck his dick.
Yeah.
Them girls just wanted to lick the hand that shook Joe Rogan's hand.
I honestly
lick the dick and, with the hand.
And I wouldn't
the hand, because did he shake his dick?
No.
Hey, it was super nice of Miss Pat to take me, because she knew that I would love to go, and she invited me to go with her, and she didn't have to do that.
She ain't asked me, motherfucker.
And then
you didn't have no airplane fare.
And then we get there, and the podcast is over, and they come out. And, you know, she was very nice to say, like, let's get a picture and include me in the picture. And then she goes, I know this motherfucker's scared to ask you for a photo. So can you take a picture with him? And which I wouldn't have asked for a photo, because I feel like that's weird. And so it was very nice of her to make sure that I got a picture with him. And Miss Pat's a very nice person, despite all the curses.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Chris.
He looks like a little Make-A-Wish kid right now.
That's exactly how I felt, Gariana. Like a Make-A-Wish kid. But it was, so right before Rogan, we got there obnoxiously early. So we had some time to kill. And so we went to a Starbucks. And
first of all, I'm always early, because I'm never late. Well, at least I never try to be late. If you tell me to be there at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be in the area at 6:30. Because first of all, I was a drug dealer. Right. So the early bird catches the worm. If you get out there before the other drug dealers.
Early bird sells the crack.
She had an early bird special.
Shut the fuck up. So if you get out there before people going to work who need to get high, I was out there. I wanted you to be high going to work.
Right.
So, fuck you, Dion. But
you can't drive that bus without your crack.
So I knew people needed they dope before they went to work, so I was there to suffice. Well, what the fuck are y'all laughing at? CVS opened early.
Yeah, your pharmacist needs cat.
My bad. I didn't know you were prescribing them good drugs.
I did not prescribe drugs. I was a prescription filler.
She was the first Walgreens before they even came to the hood. She was there.
Child, but I was down when they needed they hit in the morning before they went to work, because a lot of people can't function. My wig keeps sliding out. I'm taking on now. A lot of people can't function without their stuff in the morning. So I would get up early in the morning. And over the years, I just trained myself as a drug dealer to never be late. One thing I hate, the fucking stereotypical shit about black people, they always want to say niggas are always late. I'm never fucking late.
Yeah.
If I'm late, I'm usually dead. So
you've died multiple times.
I'm usually dead.
She's black pussy. She's got 9 lives.
So, I don't be late. I try really hard. And people, I can have a gig across the street from the comedy club, and it can start at 8, and I'll still be there at 7 o'clock. Mm. And they be like, the headliner here, you're not going to catch Miss Pat late. If I'm late, I'm usually dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can attest to that. We show up to gigs hella early.
Meanwhile, Dion over here is like, God damn, can't we be a few minutes late?
Never. And I hate to see the person that opened for me come in after me. It's fucking... Nigga, get here early. It's work.
Right.
I mean, and it show leadership. It show how much you appreciate your job. That's just me. I mean, I appreciated my customers when I was out.
She got them little baskets. She gave them their crack in like little, you know, little gift boxes. I appreciate it.
You know, sometimes I think about the crackheads in my life. We had one they called Rehab, right? I named him Rehab because every time he bought a rock, he said, after this rock right here, Miss Pat, I'm going to the rehab. So I named him Rehab because he never went.
Because you kept selling them drugs.
Fuck you, dear. Fuck you, Dion.
He's got a point.
Rehab,
though,
get your ass away from me after you buy this rock.
Yep. So my friend Rehab said he was going to go to the Rehab, but he never did. And I never forget one time I came over there to sell crack early in the morning, and Rehab had OD and fell in some water and drowned. Aww. And that broke my heart. And I was like, I'm so glad I didn't sell him that dope.
And gone to the big Rehab.
That murder shot on my hands. No. But I used to, you know, as a drug dealer, I used to really love my customers.
Yeah.
Because it was one that wouldn't buy dope for nobody but me. And then when they didn't have no money, I would look out for them and they were hungry. You know, I've done some fucked up shit. All of us have. But, you know, it's like friends and everything else. I care about the people that I deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And some of them crackheads or junkies or people that using drugs, whatever you want to call them, I call them customers.
Right.
I didn't call them junkies and crackheads.
Humanity, good job.
Because nobody wants to be called what they is. I'm fat. I don't want to be called fat.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to be labeled by the worst thing about you. Or
that's not the worst thing about me.
Yeah.
No, but
I'm saying, like, if you're struggling with a drug addiction, you don't want to be labeled by that negative.
They're still human. And so I treat people, as long as you treat me right, I treated you right. So I never...
She would buy them food with the check she forged.
Fuck you, dear. I would buy them food with the money that they spent with me to buy them dope.
Customer loyalty right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to treat people the way you want to be treated. You don't look down on people because they're in a fucked up situation. Because they choose to smoke crack, I feel like we all got bad habits. They like crack, I like Chick-fil-A, and both of them will kill you.
That's right.
Well, I don't know. Nobody that died over Chick-fil-A, I mean, over crack. Crack don't kill.
Then what kills?
What?
Didn't you just say Rehab drowned because he got too high?
But he also did heroin and pills. He
so if you just stick to straight crack, you live.
I don't know anybody who OD'd on crack. Do you?
I don't know any crack.
I mean, it's cocaine, so maybe your heart explodes?
Cocaine is different. That's white people drugs. That's the powder form.
Well, but I'm saying it's like an upper, right? Crack is it gets you, like cocaine, it makes you... or meth, it gets you like up. So maybe your heart explodes?
I think it gets you down because they always fall asleep on the little shows or whatever.
No, when you come down, I think crack, because I've dealt with crackhead, and when they smoke that shit, they be, oh, I remember one time I was in the crack house and I was cutting up some crack, and the crackhead was, I was cutting up some crack, and they had, I never forget, it was lethal weapon on TV. And you know when the police coming at skrr, and I'm cutting up the dope and I hear some skrrs out the fucking red dog here. I'm gonna throw out the dope police. I'm going now.
Lethal weapon scared you. You thought the real police were outside?
Yeah, because they had I was at the crack house, but they had the TV up real loud. So I thought it was the real fucking police. So I done threw all my crack on, looking at when I look back, all the crackheads on the floor picking up my shit. I'm like, this was a fucking setup. Put my shit down.
They're crafty.
Yeah, I remember one time I was at a crack house and I fell asleep. I used to do the night shift sometime, and then in the summertime because my kids didn't go to school. And my partner, who was named Frog, he did the shift during the morning because he had a family. So make a long story short, I'm sitting in the crack house all night long, y'all, and I'm making a shit ton of money. I probably made $30,000, and I'm stuck it all in my titties, right in my underwear, because I know I'm sleeping, nigga. I woke up, they had emptied my titties. I have no motherfucking money anymore. I think I had $5 left. I woke up.
Was that underneath your busted nipple?
Yeah, they took it all out my drawers. That's how tired I was. Yeah. They had damn near stripped me butt naked.
Uh-huh.
And then when I woke up, they were like, "You got any dope? Motherfucker, give me my money back."
Can't. Bought dope.
I remember them days of selling crack, boy. That was some crazy ass days.
It's got to be weird to go from like those days to like driving to Joe Rogan and millions of people are about to hear you. And I asked her, I go, "Are you nervous?" She goes, "Nah, I do this stuff all the time now. I'm not nervous."
No, you know, I don't get starstruck either. So, you know, like to me, everybody's the same.
Yeah.
Everybody shop at Walmart and put their layaway on at Burlington like me. I don't give a fuck. I do lots of Burlington layaway. So when I do like meetings and stuff, you know, for TV shows, I never Google the people on the list. Because I put everybody on. I said, these motherfuckers buy their detergent from Walmart and they eat their free candy at the register just like I do.
Right. Candy is not free.
You don't pay for this.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I just got that. She's just been stealing candy from the register.
I'm not been stealing the fucking thing.
It's complimentary, apparently.
If the lines are long, it's complimentary.
It's customer appreciation.
It's customer appreciation day. Yeah. That candy is edible.
Well, I guess technically you get a discount when you work there because you got to fucking scan your own shit.
I don't work there.
At the self-checkout.
It does when you self-checkout.
I steal one thing from the self-checkout every time I go because I feel like I put in the effort to self-scan.
You know what? I'm open.
So I'll
this.
Take one thing.
I do think that if you go to Walmart, you're allowed to shoplift one item because
one
you
item.
Had to go to because you.
You
had to go to Walmart.
It's, well, yes. We're never going to get a Walmart sponsor talking like this.
I shoplifted Walmart for a month.
Well, wait until they find out that you're having your kid's wedding there.
Well, they do everything else in that motherfucker. You know what I like? Like, I live in this all-white neighborhood. It's nothing like going to Walmart and you see a fat chick in her 20s on the motor scooters with fucking dirty pajamas.
First thing
on.
I saw when I got in there when I picked up that the acetone shit that you asked for your nail polish removal. That's the first fucking... I was like, this is the most fucking tragic Walmart I've ever been into.
Oh, I got a tragic Walmart. It's
that's
so
ghetto
fucking
Walmart.
Ghetto, yeah. Trailer park, trash. And I mean, they be dirty. I mean, it's nothing like seeing white people with the bottom of their foot look like it's straight out of Africa.
Got Lion King feet.
Yeah, the bitch feet was so black. I'm like, bitch. Did
How black
your,
was it?
No, yeah. Did your feet get arrested? You know how you got to do fingerprint?
Yeah.
They look like the bitch stepped on some fingerprint ink.
She's forging checks for their feet.
I know. I went in there and I saw a baby and he was in his pull-ups, he was in pull-ups, flip-flops, and a jacket in the middle of winter. And I said, and he was just by himself. I said, where are your parents? Who? And it was like 3 a.m. I said, what? I
oh,
hate
his
that
mama
Walmart.
Was around there. She was on the next aisle.
That's a ghetto Walmart.
It's so fucking ghetto. And you know, because I like going to Walmart because Walmart keeps you humble, too. When you go to Target, it's those soccer moms with no jobs, with their nose in the air, don't have no worry.
They drink
Starbucks.
Right.
I don't like them kind of people. I like the people who drink Speedway coffee, who ain't got
Mountain
no side
Dew.
Teeth.
Don't drink yeah. water, just Mountain
yeah.
Dew.
So the struggle bus people.
Right, yeah. yeah. Or people.
I like them kind of motherfuckers. I like the struggle bus people.
I worked at Target and Walmart, and I gotta say, I preferred working at Target.
Yeah, I bet.
Why? I worked at Target too. I used to unload the truck.
Me too. I yeah. hated that shit in the wintertime, boy.
Oh, I didn't get on the truck. I used to get the shit that was coming down the aisle.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, coming down a little belt. Mm-hmm. So you would scan it and put in your part. The
floor team is what they call it.
Yeah, floor. I was the floor team for $8 an hour.
So my favorite part of the weekend, other than like meeting Rogan, we went to the comedy store. But so we're waiting. We go to the Starbucks and we go to a gas station. And we walk in there, and Miss Pat's just kind of been quiet, and we've had a little chit-chat, and it's kind of low-key, low-energy. She needs a Band-Aid. We're standing there. We walk up to the line. There's an Indian cashier, and Miss Pat just turns it on. Boy, I tell you, don't go to the Dominican Republic. They stabbing everybody. And does like a 5-minute routine for this woman. She's digging in her purse and she looks at the woman. She's trying to pronounce her name. And this woman has no idea what's going on at all. She just looks at me and sees me losing it. And so she starts laughing nervously. She's like, I'll tell you what, they just shot Big Papi. You don't want to go to Dominican. I'm going to tell you something right now, lady. Don't go to the Dominican Republic. And I'm crying.
Like
as we're walking.
Like the gas station lady had plans to go. Yeah,
right, yeah. Exactly.
Said, I can see by your eyes, you was planning on going to Dominican. Let me tell you not to.
And then as we're walking out, she goes, the fuck you laughing at? You know exactly what I'm laughing at. Like everybody in the gas station was like, the hell is going on? It was so funny.
Well, it was another murder in it. Y'all stay the fuck out of the Dominican Republic and they killing motherfuckers.
You didn't hear...
Jumba, come here. Come say hi to everybody. Everybody been asking about your sex ed. Come say hi on our podcast.
What up, Junebug?
If you get any skinnier, motherfucker.
How's it going?
Yeah, that's Junebug. That's my baby. Say
hey. He's very handsome.
Hey.
How's it going?
Tell him your name. Everybody asking for you.
My name's Junebug. What's up?
Yeah, talking to it like
that. Talking Junebug. To the mic.
Mom, I want to go to the gym.
What? You meathead.
Why you want to go to the gym?
To lose weight, mom.
Son, you skinny.
Nigga, you get any smaller, you're going to be my size.
I'm trying to be.
Shit, no,
why?
You can't be. Your knees going to hurt.
You done got so small, your teeth look big.
Can I go, mom? Can I go now?
Why you? You done lost enough weight, son.
Mom.
When are we going to do our video? They want to know.
I don't know. Whenever.
Huh?
I don't know. Whenever.
You got to make it happen. She ain't going to go by
You know if
you
push my leg back too far, I'm full of gas.
Stretch your mama out. Let's just lay down, Miss Pat. Let's get some video of this.
I'm straight.
What you gonna do when I pass gas?
What?
When you spread my legs open and I spread gas, what you gonna do?
I'm not gonna spread your legs.
I'm wondering what kind of calisthenics she's thinking about here.
I don't know.
We gotta go do Facebook Live so everybody can see June. But everybody,
Mom, I gotta go to the gym.
All right, just a few minutes. I know you gotta go to the fucking gym. Gym rat made me fucking sick with that gym shit.
All right, I'll start it.
I got it.
You doing it?
Here's go June bug. Everybody, say hey.
Hey.
Look, everybody, look who I got. It's the one and only Junebug.
Yeah, look. Say hi.
The work.
Hey. Let me see how small you done
Mom, got. I want to go to the gym.
God, Mom, please. Like Napoleon
Dynamite. He just got off work, y'all. He just got off. I ain't got my wig on, but I done got my wig on.
If you want to watch this, you can join our Facebook group. Just search the Pat Down on Facebook.
Stand up. Stand up.
Get a full.
Show him your tits.
He was 400 pounds, y'all. Look at my baby. Look how small he done got.
Thank you.
Send all the pussies away. Don't give his sister none. All right, Juma, you can go wash your nuts. You going to take a bath before you go to gym?
Nope.
Nah.
Hey, do you ain't your thing?
We should probably take a break.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We back from talking to Junebug, y'all. So I was telling y'all, Chris was telling y'all we was talking about the damn the gas station. Well, I was telling this lady, don't go to the Dominican Republic because these motherfuckers just killing people. Stay the fuck out. If you need an island, take your motherfucking ass to the nearest lake in your neighborhood. That's all you got to do. You can play like you can in the Dominican Republic. Shit, if you fucking really need to be in the Dominican Republic, go over there where your Mexican live in your community. That's the DR right there.
Now imagine you're Indian and you have no idea what this woman is saying, but she sang it that passionately.
Yeah.
She was confused.
Yeah, I was like, hey, don't you take your motherfucking ass to the Dominican Republic, Indian lady. And she was looking at me like, I'm like, all right, bitch, I'm trying to save your life. You're going to fuck around, you're going to drink something, and you're going to be floating. I'm telling you. Stay the fuck out of the Dominican Republic. If I'm vacationing, they're going to be in America. They ain't liking us right now. They not liking us. I'm telling you, I don't know if it's our president. I don't know if it's our first lady. I don't know if it's Mary. I don't know if it's the priest.
Who's Mary?
Jesus' mom.
Oh.
Because she's American. Right. According to Republicans, I guess.
You're goddamn right, John.
God bless America and no place else.
I don't know, but stay the fuck out of the Dominican Republic. It's dangerous.
So I'm just losing it. She's like, what you laughing at? I'm like, it's so funny. So we drive over, we get there, we walk in, and the place is just like overwhelming. And then Joe comes in, and Miss Pat just killed it on the show. Like, you did a great job.
It was
job.
Your best interview I've ever seen.
It was so good.
So good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? People always ask me, is stuff rehearsed? When I do interviews, I just talk. And I think those are the best ones. I don't go in there with no jokes in my head. I just see where the conversation falls. And once you say hello, my mind just turns on. Like, I look back, I hear shit coming from an interview. I was like, I don't remember saying that.
Like,
I don't,
when you called him Jeff?
or you called me naive?
I did say naive.
Yes, you did. You called him. He ain't racist. He's just naive.
Well, I am, right?
I know, and all my white friends are like, ah!
I mean, he don't know. I was trying to say, you don't know a lot about black culture. And with this podcast, I think I did great. I brought two people together that without this podcast would never fuck with each other. And now we can all go out and eat. And now you actually his white brother. Because last year he wanted to kill you. Yeah. And look how I brought this shit together.
What makes you think I don't want to kill that nigga now?
Gang, gang. I was actually fight for you now.
I was... I will put you down like pup pup.
Oh, don't you dare to kill yourself,
nigga. Fucking with me, you gonna end up like pup pup.
But you know what? A year ago, these two guys would not have sat down and had this conversation or even been laughing like this. And I pick y'all two for a reason, because I just felt like, I said, this is some shit I need to bring together. Because
we the only ones that tolerate her bullshit. Yeah.
Texted me at 4:46 this morning with a command, Dion.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
It's I don't look at the time. I just wake up and go.
She just wakes up and starts sending
when
out
I
commands.
Need it, I need it.
Because I'm in my 40s. If I don't do it right then and there, yeah, I'm not going to fucking remember.
Yeah, no,
it
teasing.
Was literally slipped my mind, and I wanted you to wake up to it. My manager is in California, and I texted him like at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock my time, which is probably 1 o'clock his time or whatever. And he woke up. He said, what the fuck is this about a fake Muslim? I said, well, I got to tell you a story. And I told him this story about the time when I used to work at the Georgia Dome. I used to do vending, y'all, and all the kids used to fucking work with me at the Dome, and it was fucking hilarious. And it just popped in my head, and I had to tell them that story, because if I don't say it, yep, I fucking lose it. Yep. If I don't write the joke down right then and there, I will fucking lose it.
So, to go back to Rogan.
Mm-hmm. He wants to stay on Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rogan's nuts.
Yeah, that's, I'm a big fan. what has your social media been like since then? Like, is there a Rogan effect?
It is a Rogan effect. Yes, it's almost like a bitch hit the lottery.
Really?
It will not. I'm telling you, it's every time I go to refresh, it's 70 people follow, 100 people follow.
Shit.
It's so, I mean, I probably gained, I don't fucking know how many. It took my podcast over the top. Thank you, Joe Rogan. And I know Joe Rogan is tired of me, because I've been texting him like a fucking side chick. Oh, I love you, Joe. Thank you so much, Joe. And Joe's wife listening to this, I'm not a side chick. I'm just I'm appreciative friend. I just appreciated what
that's
he did for me.
Side chicks.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How, you got them.
How appreciative are you? Yeah, no, the downloads, it's like tripled. Would you say
it is fucking crazy?
You have like close to 2 million views on like YouTube from the video.
It's 2 million.
I think it's 1 million.
1 million point something. I keep on watching it, trying to get it up.
Damn.
I watch it every night to get the
up. And you know, I never watch my interviews.
Really?
I cannot watch.
She does not watch or listen to herself. I've been trying to get her to listen to her sets for the past 14 years.
I can do my sets now, because I go back and I try to punch it when I'm punching up my shit. But I cannot listen to an interview, because I'm country as fuck, and I can just hear me fucking up words. And I mean,
she hears herself talk, and she now knows why we all laugh all the goddamn.
Well, so I've noticed this about Miss Pat, and she's a lot like every other really successful creative person. She's never satisfied with her performance.
No.
And so you always want to do better, and you just have to go, you're 1,000 people in podcasting have ever achieved what you've achieved. Like, it's so great. She's like, I just don't know if everybody likes it or not. So if you like it, join the Patreon. That's what I'm really trying to say here. Join the Patreon.
Well, you know, I think in life, when you get comfortable, then you don't work as hard.
Right.
And I've never been comfortable, not even as a drug dealer, not even when I did fucking, you can't get comfortable as a drug dealer, nigga shoot you. Even when I did vending, whatever I do in life, it's not about being, you know, making all the money. It's more about just keep going. Keep going. I just have to keep going. When I'm at the end of something, I got to find something else to do. I become bored.
Right.
So, you know, that's just how I am. You can't get, you know, you see comedians and shit who do one television appearance and think they fucking famous. I'm like, nigga, you know how much more work you got to do?
Yeah, right.
You know how many more dicks you got to suck, and how much ass you got to kiss, and how much more humble you got to be? So I just started off humble like that. Like, right. when I'm around comedians and I go around and I sit around the open mic and they're like, you talking to me? Well, bitch, ain't you human?
Yeah.
That's just me. I always put everybody on the same playing field.
I would like to point out that when you were talking about hard work, that enormous sigh came from your daughter, Garyana.
What did I say?
She's like, I work hard, and you're just like,
I didn't mean it.
I need a snack and a nap now. I'm tired from
listening. Back to the basement.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the middle of watching The Jeffersons. I've been watching that for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Are you ever going to move on up?
Hell no.
No, I'm staying right here.
I mean, if you're not going to work, you at least need to find a... Be wheezy and find a Jefferson.
Fuck yeah. And them kids be running around just moving on. I said, don't say that in public.
I'll wait for one of them to slip up and say hunky. That's going to be hilarious.
I don't think they know what a hunky is.
No, they do, because every time George says it, they start gagging. They're like, ah, that's like the only joke they understand.
Did you tell them not to go to school and call them
white kids? I said, don't call people hunkies.
That's mean.
And hopefully they don't do it.
Yeah. So Yolanda be like, Yolanda, I don't know.
Have you ever been called a hunky, Chris?
No.
Who says that anymore?
Go ahead, Garyana, get it over with.
No. I don't know who's... That's like you have to be like a really old black person to say hunky.
My granddad used to say hunky-ass hunkies. Yeah. Hunky-ass motherfuckers. My granddad used to say that.
They learned a new one because, like, the Jeffersons went to Hawaii, and there's a word.
Karen, we really don't want to hit about 1970.
Sorry.
Fuck. Was you about to say and tell us about the Jeffersons?
I know. 2019? She just had the biggest week of her career, and Gary Otto's like, but back to wheat.
I was interested. Fuck them. What happened? They went to Hawaii.
They were about to kill a canal and not watch tonight.
They went to Hawaii, and they learned, like,
I don't want to hear that shit.
Okay, let's go. Whatever.
Well, let him go watch that shit. He really don't want to hear that shit.
Let me tell
you about Fred when he started his Goodwill.
Every relatable she has is some TV show or movie.
Yeah, that's all she do is watch TV. The Jefferson. Who the fuck watched the Jefferson?
No, don't do it, because you know it, bang.
I've never seen, so getting us back on topic, I've never seen Miss Pat do stand-up before. We've been friends for a long time. I saw you do maybe like a 5-minute open mic set. You were so funny. You destroyed that crowd. I felt so bad for the comedian that followed you. The end of your set was amazing. And you actually got honored by the Comedy Store. Can you talk about that? Or do you want to talk about that?
Not yet. Okay. But I got something coming up for the Comedy Store. Yeah. Right. But it was okay that you mentioned it.
All right. I won't cut it out. But yeah, I mean, you did great. I mean, it was so much fun. It was fun to meet your daughter, Ashley. I'd never really met her before.
The gay daughter.
The gay daughter. Her girlfriend was there. Right. And then Quisha. I met Quisha finally.
Oh, Quisha, yeah.
Sexy ass Quisha.
Quisha. Oh my
sexy
God.
Than a
you see how his eyes lighten up.
Yeah, I know.
She could get this granddaddy line.
I walked in and saw Quisha in February. I was like, all right.
He said February.
Hello.
That sound hella slave ownerish, Chris.
No, her name is February.
Oh.
That's his favorite month.
What did you think I meant?
I thought you said you saw
Black History Month.
I thought you said you saw Quisha in February, not and February. I said, what the fuck?
All right, I can see how that could be confusing.
Quisha friend is named February.
Okay.
February. Whatever. Fucking Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Valentine's Day.
Which
one was the cutest?
If you don't say Quisha, I'll beat your ass.
That's so mean, though. Yeah,
I've never seen February.
I will tell you, Quisha, but February
looked like Mike Tyson.
No, February was cute, and we had a vibe.
You had a vibe with February. You a slave owner? Get the fuck out of here!
Don't say niggas had a vibe with you, okay? That's like you call fucking Lucille up to the White House.
What color is your girlfriend, Dion?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Thank you.
That's all you do. Fuck white chicks.
I fuck anybody who's willing.
Love is love.
Love is don't have
that's
any
right.
color.
Did you get the number? Did you follow her on Instagram or something? No,
she followed me. That's what I'm saying.
Quisha ain't giving me no pussy.
February. I followed Quisha.
Can we call Quisha right now? Yeah.
Let me tell Quisha you got a thing for. Every week Quisha end up on the fucking... Y'all got to go to Quisha. If y'all don't do shit in Atlanta, her name, Six Skirts, she can fix some fucking hair. You want your wig sewn down to your head for your day you go... If your grandmama just died and you want her hair laid, Quisha can lay the shit out your grandmama wig.
That's quite a specialty.
She will glue that motherfucker on till she get to heaven.
It's Damn Quisha. Quisha.
Oh, he
Yeah. Go follow her on Instagram.
Quisha phone number if you want your hair done.
No.
812.
No, I'm going to give out a real phone number. Quisha need her hair done. Let me ask Quisha.
You're gonna give Quisha's number out. Don't do that.
Dude, that's
rude.
I'm giving Quisha a commercial.
Don't give him the number. Just tell her to follow.
Her business number is what she means.
Yeah, I'm gonna give her a business number.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Quisha need customers.
Yeah, she do. She got 8 kids.
Asian babies.
Yeah.
Quisha. Asian and black. Blazing. Quisha, so I'm about to give you a shout out on the podcast. Can I give you a cell phone number?
Yeah, please.
All right, hold on. Let me get my pen.
Yeah, I told them if they need their grandmama wig glued down for her funeral, you got her.
I got her. I'm gonna make sure that bitch don't move even when they cast it rocking.
When they pick her up and drop her in the ground. Mm-hmm.
You gonna make sure that wig on that head, ain't you, Queen?
This wig gonna be stacked, fuck, honey. You know when everybody wanna cry for grandma when she die and be sitting up there crying and shit. That wig ain't gonna move.
You even gonna fix the hair on grandma puss age?
Yeah, you know I'm a wash and set it, bitch.
So if you need your hair done in Atlanta, no fucking joke, 6 skirts. It ain't no beauty salon like Quisha Beauty Salon. Her number is 770-374-5502. Lord, it gonna be 60,000 motherfucker calling Quisha for other than getting their hair fixed. Don't call Quisha for no booty call because she got 6 Asian kids and that thing is fried, dyed, and laid to the side.
Plus I'm in line.
Yeah.
Hello, is this Quisha?
A lot of that.
I got to give another shout out because I got some friends that can't afford no commercials.
You going to shout out?
Free advertising.
You going to shout out Ashley?
On the pat down.
No, I'm not shouting out Ashley. My daughter do makeup in Atlanta. Go to her Instagram. I'm with her.
I'm her type.
Oh, I'm her type. I'm underscore her type.
I don't know. I don't really follow her.
Well, just go to my page. But I got to give a shout out to my t-shirt guy.
I'll tell you what. I'll put their Instagram in the show notes for this.
Don't give them no shout out.
No, yeah, you can give them a shout out, but I'll make sure. So if you go and look in the description, you can just click to their Instagram.
Oh,
yeah.
If you need t-shirts done, anything printed for your grandmama funeral, if you need them rest in peace t-shirts, black people, you know you need them rest in peace t-shirts. Black people and Mexican, y'all are the king of rest in peace tennis shoes, t-shirt,
with the spray paint.
Huh?
With the spray paint?
Yeah. With the spray paint.
Airbrush.
Airbrush. Kyle got you. My white friend Kyle got you, bitch. Look, my friend Kyle will have your grandmama on your t-shirt looking real good. Kyle's phone number is 317-850-7213. I got to get him a shout out. Those are my people. Quisha going to hook your grandma wig up, and Kyle going to get you them rest in peace t-shirt. They call Indy Print. He's the best fucking printer here in Indianapolis. He specializes in rest in peace t-shirts.
We gotta wrap up.
Okay. With that said, them two commercials at the end. And like I said, do not be trying to hit Quisha. I'm telling you, her tubes ain't tied and you fucking around be a baby daddy.
Asians only.
I'm calling Quisha now.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Quisha, please?
Yes, this is she.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. I have a question for you. If you get this question right, you get to be Dion's baby mama. Are you ready? We just prank phone call you, Quisha.
You did not do a good job.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was supposed to say, nigga.
Here, give me the phone. All right, here we go. Hey, Quisha, it's Chris Spangle. What are you doing Friday night?
Hey, Chris. I don't have a plan with Bono.
Hell yeah. She'll fuck anything, Miss Pat said. What? I'm officially in the family.
All you needed was confidence. You could have had it.
With that, we're going to wrap up, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.